Today, I have a coaching prompt for you that's designed to help you move past some limiting beliefs that you might have so that you can figure out why your beliefs maybe are preventing you from reaching your writing goals and what you can do about it. Let's go. Welcome to Mom Writes First, the podcast that helps busy moms reach their writing goals. I'm Jen Larimore. I'm a mom of five, a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm writing my very first book. I want to help you reach your writing goals too. If you're a mom who wants to jumpstart her journey as a writer, then you have to head over to my website, momfirstcoaching.com, and take the free quiz there. That quiz is going to show you how to take your mom superpower, you know, that characteristic that makes you an absolutely incredible mom to your kids, and then leverage that characteristic so that you can reach your writing goals. Again, the website is momfirstcoaching.com/quiz. Now on to today's episode. Hello, my friends. It's Jen here, dropping in today with this sort of quick hit episode with a journal prompt at the end to talk to you a little bit about why our thoughts are so important, what they are, and how we can use them to propel ourselves forward in terms of reaching our goals when it comes to writing. I'm a coach, specifically a mindset and transformation coach, so I help people work on their mindset so that they can become the kind of person that they truly know in their hearts that they can be, so that they can reach their biggest, most fabulous goals. I just know that that's possible for you, and I want to help you get there. So that's why I do this podcast, really from that mindset and transformative perspective. I'm a coach. I'm not a psychologist. I'm a coach. I'm not a neuroscientist. So when I talk to you as a coach about what a thought is, I'm going to tell you from my perspective, a thought is just a sentence in your brain. That's all it is. A belief, all right, and this is important, a belief that you have is just a thought that you have thought so many times that you assume that it is absolutely true. Why does this matter? It matters from a coaching perspective. It matters from a perspective of, hey, how can I reach my goals? Because our thoughts are what ultimately create our results in our life. Now, this isn't law of attraction, all right? That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about your thoughts from a cognitive behavioral psychology perspective. I am talking about how your thoughts create your feelings, which drives the behavior that you do, which then ultimately leads you to an outcome. And that is how our thoughts create our outcomes or our results in our life. This is honestly basic cognitive behavioral psychology, really widely accepted. What's awesome about it is that we can use it from a coaching perspective to figure out what is going on, where are our roadblocks, why aren't we reaching our goals? Let's go over that vocabulary one more time. A thought is a sentence in your brain. That's all it is. A belief is a thought that you've thought a lot of times so that you don't question it and you automatically believe it's true without analyzing it or looking at it in any way. And our thoughts give us the outcome in our life. If you want to know what someone's thinking, look at what's going on in their life. That is a sheer predictor of what their thoughts are. Thoughts create feelings which drive behavior, which give us our outcome or our results in life. This matters so much for all of us, but it especially matters for those of us who are trying to create a book in this world or who are trying to write. Because the things that are going to stop us from reaching our goals as writers are the beliefs that we hold about what it means to be a writer or about what is getting in our way about being a writer. So today's journal prompt is really truly about looking at those beliefs to figure out how our thoughts and beliefs are serving or not serving our writing. What I recommend is that we journal about it. So we do a thought dump. We get everything out of our head using some prompts to really understand what is going on with our writing. Here's a prompt for you. What is stopping you from writing? What is getting in the way of your writing? What do you know to be true about you as a writer? What do you know to be true about what it means to be a mom and a writer? What would it mean for you if you were a writer? What would it mean for you if you succeeded in meeting your writing goals? What do you hope will happen if you reach your writing goals? What are you afraid will happen? What I suggest to you is that you take 15 to 20 minutes on those journal prompts and just write out whatever comes to mind. And then go get a drink of water, a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, whatever. Maybe a short walk around the block, and then come back, read what you wrote, and then take a highlighter and start highlighting where you see patterns, where you see trends. Maybe you're referring repeatedly to how busy you are. Maybe you're talking about how there's not enough time. Maybe you're talking about how you're not sure people will like your writing. Start looking for patterns, because this is going to help you to uncover what your beliefs about you as a writer and about what it would mean to reach your writing goals are. Once you do that, the next step is to ask yourself, what beliefs are present here? What do you believe is true when it comes to reaching your writing goals? What of that belief is no longer serving you? And what beliefs would you want to double down on? The thing is that you get to pick what you believe. You get to pick beliefs that serve you, beliefs that make it easier for you to get to the goal or the outcome, the result that you want, whatever that is. Choosing our beliefs and learning to believe something new is part of the transformative process of becoming the person that we want to be and of reaching our goals. The idea here is to help you to stop thinking in terms of like what belief is correct or best or right, and instead start thinking of what belief, if I held it in my mind and if I really truly believed it, what belief would help me get my result faster? What would help me to become the writer that I know in my heart I truly could be? What would help me to reach my writing goals? So we're looking for those kinds of beliefs. The question I always like to ask when it comes to a belief is whether or not it's serving me. If from doing this exercise, you realize that you have beliefs that truly are not helpful to you and they're not serving you, don't despair. That's totally typical. We all are running around with baggage and thoughts and beliefs and ideas that don't serve us perfectly. The idea is to develop some awareness around that and then start letting that stuff go and start instead to choose thoughts and beliefs that are going to serve you. This week, I want to really, truly encourage you to take a big leap forward in reaching your writing goals by taking time to look at what it is that you believe is really getting in the way of your writing. Let's bring all this work together and move you forward down the road of becoming the writer that you truly know you can be. All right, my friends, I hope you're loving these journal prompts. It's been fun for me to journal on them too. I'd love to hear from you over at Mom Writes First on Instagram. Let me know how it's going. Talk to you soon. Hey, it's Jen here. Listen, if this podcast resonates with you, then would you please do me a favor? Number one, share it with somebody else. It's up to each of us to empower each other on this journey, and that's one of the values that I am trying really hard to live into as part of this podcast. So please, if this podcast resonates with you, share it with a friend who it might help to. Number two, it would mean so much to me if you would leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, because that will help other people find this show too. Third and finally, I want to invite you to get signed up for my absolutely free newsletter. Not spam, it's not salesy. I just want to support you in your writing goals. Head over to momfirstcoaching.com and you'll find a link there where you can easily sign up. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. In case nobody has told you today, you are a beautiful, resourceful, whole, creative human being. You are not broken. You are an incredible writer. Keep on writing. I will see you next time.